Hey, good afternoon, AOAT family. Welcome back. Trust you had a wonderful weekend. It's Monday afternoon, July 20th. Absolutely fantastic weather here in the Northwest, and we're just excited by the energy. So I hope you were able to get out this weekend, maybe a walk around the neighborhood or enjoy God's creation for a quick hike in the woods or something that allowed you to connect with Him and with other people. And so yeah, we're just delighted to have you on the show today. If you're following along, this is post number three of Regan Bhatia, and we're just excited to bring his story to you. It's truly compelling and thrilling, and today's probably the most energetic because we get to see how he encounters AOAT and the life transformation that starts because of people like you and the champions that we have. So if you're following along on the podcast, be sure to check us out on our social media. Our Instagram page is AOET USA, and our Facebook page is also AOET USA. So today, though, we're going to talk about Regan and how he encounters AOET and the first time that he just felt that sense of God drawing him into the program and just that relief of what he could become and the inspiration behind that. And so I just can't communicate my joy to bring this story to you enough because it is a forward-facing and field-facing relationship and transformation that we long for. And it's these experiences that we get to share and be a part of that we know are just because of God's grace and God's past, present, and future grace on our lives that we're able to extend it to somebody else. And so we just see that. We see that hope in the future in Regan's story today. He says, as he encounters the love of the AOAT family, "I will never forget this day. It was like time stopped for a moment. I was 11 years old. The youthful energy was being zapped from me as I was asked to help provide food and necessities for my family." You got to remember that Bhatia Regan was wandering around, was scrounging around in his neighbor's gardens, in the leftover produce, what I called imperfect produce. He was trying to do his best to help his mom and his brother survive. And that takes a lot of energy. That takes a lot of time. Plus, if you're working on an empty stomach, I don't know about for you all, but for me, like, you can tell when the anxiety and anger and kind of internal angst is high with lack of food. So we're talking like, he's gone complete 18-hour, 19-hour days without food, and they eat maybe these imperfect produce in the evening, and he's been scrounging around for these. He's been absolutely zapped from all energy to help provide. And I just, man, my heart goes out to every child worldwide that has to do that. I have three kids myself, and it's a delight when they say, "Dad, I'm hungry." I say, "Open up the fridge or the snack cupboard or whatever." But worldwide, we know that is amongst the small percentage. And so it just breaks my heart that here we have a young man who's really around the age of my youngest, working very diligently without food, without resources to try to provide food for his family. He was exhausted, tired, feeling the fatigue of this fallen, broken world. He said that my aunt and my mom reassured me, "It's okay, it's okay. God created me for purpose and intent." And I love that because as we ramp up this idea that Regan needed a guide or needed a support alongside, I love the fact that he was able to find that in his aunt and his mom. And so they kept saying, "Hey, be encouraged, be encouraged. You were created for a purpose and intentional kingdom impactfulness." And I don't know about you fathers and mothers out there, but I tell you, there's no greater joy, I think, as a parent than to reassure our kids that I think about the old song that as a small little kid, you are a promise, you are a possibility. And I just think like those are probably the two words that his auntie and mom are saying right now to him. It's like, you're a promise, buddy. You're a possibility. Don't give up on this yet. And he says those encouragements were well received, that it did encourage him for the moment, but the dream of what was to come was fading as he lived out these everyday mundane tasks of again, scrounging and sweeping and cleaning and just things that were draining physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And so then we see it. We see where AOET says, he says in his breakdown, in his testimony, Gerald, then it happened. And I was so excited. Good news arrived from the AOET staff. They had found me a sponsor, he says. What? Like, can you imagine the belief and the crazy calm that came about? He said, this boosted my spirit so greatly. How could this encourage him even more? How could someone across the world see these terms of potential and possibility and promise? And yet they chose me, he says, and they want to care. And I love the... It's hard because I'm corresponding with him and trying to put it in words and everything. And he says, how could someone want me to succeed? How could someone want to meet my needs? How could someone want to take care of me? And he said the implications of this just left me in shock, you know, that I was so overwhelmed that I could have a hot meal every lunch, that I could have a clean set of uniform clothes, that I could have the opportunity to go to school and learn and grow. And I just, he said he was just absolutely in shock. And he said, from my childhood, my mom always taught me the benefits of God being by our side. And that just, it is so great. It really does tenderize the conversation. And he says, that's the love I started to experience. And the love that I get from God when I'm saved. He said, this love, this deep love is what compelled me. And it just radiated within my soul that day, that as the AOET staff and sponsors leaned forward into my story, into my life, I started again feeling that great collision of deep, deep love of heaven and earth. And so, friends, I just want to encourage you this Monday, like, your work is doing a great job and a great work across the globe, that there are people that little kids and women who are vulnerable, who are just absolutely overwhelmed with gratitude. I love this concept that's continually to beat my heart is this attentive generosity. Well, there is children, there are children across the globe in Uganda right now, women and their moms and families and recipients, beneficiaries of your kindness and goodness, that are experiencing this deep love of God today because of your generosity. So keep up the good work, friends. We'll see you next time. Have a wonderful week ahead. We'll share a little bit more of Watia Reagan's story next week as we continue to unpack this. Thanks for hanging with me. If you have any questions, feel free to jump on our social media or head to our website. We're happy to interact with you. Thanks again. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.